Stocks in the U.S. took a big hit at the open today amid concerns about the widespread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The variant is driving increases in COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations across the country. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky warned Friday about a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Meanwhile, the number of people getting vaccinated has dropped in many states in recent weeks. Let's check on how one state is dealing with this situation. Joining us is Roy Cooper, governor of North Carolina. He's a Democrat. Governor Cooper, welcome to Here and Now.
Glad to be with you.
Glad to have you. I understand that last week your state began seeing more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases a day for the first time since early May. And about 56% of people over 12 are at least partially vaccinated in your state. So that's a majority, but it is still below the national average. So how are you trying to convince people who aren't yet vaccinated to get the shot?
We know that vaccinations are the way to the other side of this pandemic. But we know that there are areas in our state and across the country where we have not only hesitancy, but downright hostility to this vaccine, which is deeply concerning. The evidence is so strong right now that 99% plus of the people who are getting sick, going into the hospital, going into ICU, and dying are unvaccinated people. So we're pulling out all of the stops. We're going door to door. We are conducting cash drawings. We are giving people $25 gift cards to bring people in to get vaccinated. We know that we have to do everything that we can to save lives. And we know this is going to be something that's going to be person by person, conversation by conversation, shot by shot. And we're not going to stop until we can get on the other side of this pandemic.
There are kind of the carrot and stick approaches to this, right? I want to ask you about one of the carrots that you've been dangling, which I think you mentioned a moment ago. You started a lottery in June, giving vaccinated Carolinians a chance to enter to win $1 million or college tuition. And yet we haven't seen a spike in vaccinations since then. So if that isn't enough to entice people to do it, what might do the trick?
You know, there are different things that motivate different people. We saw a surge in Ohio. I believe they were the first state to do this. A number of other states have followed suit. We have not seen the surge in our state or other states. We have seen a leveling off, and just this past week, we did see some increase after the first two drawings, but we know it's a lot more than this. We have an obligation to do everything that we can. The most convincing arguments are the life-saving ones, the fact that people need to understand that this Delta variant is much more contagious and that we have to do something to stop it, and the vaccines are the way out. We know that it's going to take trusted community leaders. We're encouraging people to talk with their doctors about this. We're working on getting vaccines in as many general practice doctors' offices as possible, and continuing the work to try to convince people to get this done.
Yeah, when you mentioned trusted leaders, we know that pastors, for example, have been effective messengers at times. But Governor, while I have you, I do want to ask you about vaccine equity. This has been a challenge in many states because we know that COVID-19 has disproportionately hit Black and Latinx communities in our country, and that the vaccination rates in those places often lag behind the rates in white communities. But last week, the CDC actually touted your efforts in North Carolina to increase vaccination rates in Black and Hispanic communities. So how have you pulled it off?
Well, the pandemic has put a spotlight on health disparities in communities of color that have been there for a long time. We knew early in this pandemic, when we saw Black people and Hispanic, Latinx people dying at more than twice the rate, we had to step up and make sure that more people got vaccinated in those communities. We built our own database that made sure that we collected demographic information. You can't tackle a problem unless you can see it. We've been touted in North Carolina for having the very best, most transparent data. And what we did is we told our vaccine providers, we are expecting you to vaccinate people in the percentage, at least a proportion of the population in your community. We want you to match the demographics of your community. We did work with community leaders, and we have closed the gap on vaccine equity in our Latinx and Hispanic community, and we have narrowed the gap in our Black African American community, and we're very proud of that.
So encouraging equity numbers, Governor, but I imagine that you are concerned about the spike among young people in North Carolina, about a 32% jump in the past week for kids who are under 14. Many of them, of course, are not eligible yet to get vaccinated. So what are you doing about that as we get close to going back to school in the fall?
One of the things about young people is they often feel invincible. And so many of our young people are thinking that, well, it's something that I don't have to do. We're pushing hard on the message through our schools, at our universities, to let them know that this is not just about them, that they can transmit this virus to other people. And yes, young people do get sick. And yes, young people do die. Many of our private universities have required the vaccine and going back to school. The public universities do not believe that they have the authority at this point, yet they are encouraging strongly students to get vaccinated, and they are encouraging strongly people who are not vaccinated to wear masks when they are at school. And so it's really important that we continue this effort to focus on young people, because we do see a lag there that we've got to close.
Roy Cooper is the governor of North Carolina. Governor Cooper, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Callum. I appreciate it.